Now, also this week, scientists have published a paper in Nature in which they've looked at a long-standing question, which is, why is it that people who have Down syndrome don't get cancer as often as they should do? What I mean by that is that if you compare someone with Down syndrome with someone who hasn't got Downs of the same age, the person with Downs gets cancer only 10% as often as they ought to, compared with the normal person. This suggests that there's something protective about having an extra copy of chromosome number 21, and therefore the 231 genes that are on that chromosome. What are those genes doing and how do they protect against cancer? Because if we can find some interesting mechanism in there, that suggests you could use that same mechanism to treat people who don't have Downs but do have cancer. That was the question that was being asked by Sandra Ryham, who's a researcher at Harvard Medical School in America. And what her and her team did was to start with the premise, they pointed out that as well as not getting cancer, the other thing that Down syndrome people don't get is diabetic eye disease. Diabetics can get new blood vessels growing into their retina, which can cause blindness. But this doesn't seem to happen in Down syndrome patients. And so the researchers wondered whether the association between the two and the cancer might all be linked genetically, in that if you can't make very many new blood vessels very easily, perhaps the reason people with Downs don't get cancer is because they can't grow new blood vessels in their tumours very well. Therefore, the tumours don't get enough blood supply. Therefore, they don't grow very fast. So they set about trying to test this. They, first of all, homed in on a gene, which is one of those 231 genes on chromosome 21, and it's a gene called DSCR1. And this gene acts as a cellular off switch for another gene, which turns on the growth of blood vessels. So it does sort of fit. This is a gene called VEGF, VEGF, vascular endothelial growth factor. So to find out whether this story really fitted together, they took a mouse, which had been made to have the rodent equivalent of Down syndrome. In other words, they'd added to the mouse extra copies of all of the genes that are duplicated in patients with Downs. And they then implanted into these mice tumours. And compared with mice that didn't have these extra genes, the tumours hardly grew at all. But obviously there are 230 genes there, so they don't know exactly which gene it was that was causing it. And to nail it down to this gene they were interested in, DSCR1, what they did was to then take the mice with Down syndrome and take away the extra copy just of that one gene, leaving all the other genes still present in an additional copy. And what then happened was that the tumours grew normally. And so what this suggests is that this gene, and they also found another related gene, are turning off the growth of blood vessels, both in the eyes and in other tissues that might become cancerous. And as a result, tumours don't grow very well. And this is very insightful because it suggests that we could, now they've got the workings of this molecular pathway at their fingertips and they can begin to unpick that pathway, we could actually begin to see some new targets coming up where new treatments could be used and thrown at cancer to stop it. And it's quite nice, they've written at the end of their paper, it's perhaps inspiring that the Down syndrome population can provide us with new insights into mechanisms that regulate cancer growth and by so doing identifies potential targets for tumour prevention and therapy.
I guess it kind of brings up the whole question of testing for Down syndrome in the womb and all that kind of thing as well, and what other things we learn from these people who unfortunately have this condition.